Title: The City of Los Angeles Mandates Supplemental Paid Sick Leave Effective Immediately. Content: California and Los Angeles currently require covered employers to provide eligible employees with paid sick leave benefits. Effective immediately, the City of Los Angeles now requires employers that have either 500 or more employees in the city or 2,000 or more employees nationally to provide supplemental paid sick leave of up to 2 weeks, 80 hours, for reasons related to COVID-19. The ordinance comes on the heels of the federally enacted Families First Coronavirus Response Act, FFCRA, which similarly provides for 2 weeks of paid leave to eligible workers, but only covers employers with less than 500 employees. We previously reported on employers' obligations under the Families First Coronavirus Response Act here. By covering employers with more than 500 employees in the city or 2,000 nationally, the ordinance fills a gap left by the FFCRA and, together, these laws effectively obligate almost every employer in the city to provide some form of supplemental paid sick leave. The key provisions of the ordinance are below. Who is eligible for supplemental paid sick leave? All employees who have been employed with the same employer from February 3, 2020 through March 4, 2020 are entitled to supplemental paid sick leave. Notably, the ordinance defines employee broadly to include any individual who performs any work within the geographic boundaries of the city for an employer. For purposes of the order, an employer is a person in Section 18 of the California Labor Code, including a corporate officer or executive, who directly or through an agent or any other person, including through the services of a temporary service or staffing agency or similar entity, employs or exercises control over the wages, hours, or working conditions of any employee. Employees are entitled to supplemental paid sick leave if they are unable to work or telework for any of the following reasons. The employee has COVID-19 or a public health official or healthcare provider requires or recommends the employee isolate or self-quarantine to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The employee takes time off because the employee is at least 65 years old or has a health condition, such as heart disease, asthma, lung disease, diabetes, kidney disease, or weakened immune system. The employee needs to care for a family member who is not sick, but who public health officials or healthcare providers have required or recommended isolation or self-quarantine, or the employee needs to provide care for a family member whose senior care provider or whose school or child care provider caring for a minor child has temporarily closed in response to COVID-19. To receive supplemental paid sick leave, the employee must be unable to secure a reasonable alternative caregiver. Employees cannot waive their right to any or all of the provisions of the ordinance. How are employees supposed to request supplemental paid sick leave? Employees can make either an oral or written request. The employer cannot require a doctor's note or other documentation for the use of supplemental paid sick leave. How much leave are employees entitled to? Like the federal law, full-time employees are entitled to 80 hours of supplemental paid sick leave. Employees who work less than 40 hours per week and are not classified as full-time by their employer are entitled to the average number of hours they worked over a two-week period between February 3, 2020 through March 4, 2020. How much are employees required to be compensated? The amount of supplemental paid sick leave is equivalent to an employee's average two-week pay over the period of February 3, 2020 through March 4, 2020. Maxing out at $511 a day and $5,110 in total. Can employers offset the amount of supplemental paid sick leave for other paid leave provided to the employee? Yes. Under the ordinance, the employer's obligation to provide 80 hours of supplemental paid sick leave is reduced for every hour the employer allowed the employee to take other paid leave in an amount equal to or greater to the new ordinance's requirements, not including previously accrued hours, for any of the reasons listed in 1-4, above. What about healthcare providers and emergency responders? An employer of an employee who is either emergency personnel or a healthcare worker shall be exempt from this order. Emergency personnel refers to individuals